A dozen full-time and retired teachers are running for the State House this year. All are Democrats. Many are long shots, and most got involved because of Senate Bill 5.
I'm a teacher. I'm not a politician.
Meet Donna O'Connor. She's running for state representative in House District 21, northwest of Columbus, as a Democrat. The special education teacher hopes her lack of political experience will help her beat one-term Republican Mike Duffy. She was recruited by and has the financial backing of Ohio's largest teachers union. And the National Education Association has put $1.4 million into an Ohio super PAC that is targeting Republicans like Duffy. Schools.
But Representative Mike Duffy actually cut funding for our children's schools when we needed it most.
O'Connor acknowledges the fight over Senate Bill 5 got her started and says protecting public schools and union rights are among her key issues.
I can affect 15 or 20 kids every single day with the decisions I make as a teacher. But what is motivating to me is that as a legislator, I can affect every student across the state of Ohio with the decisions that I can make inside the State House.
She says the classroom will help her navigate the State House.
Teachers are exactly what we need down at the State House because they've had many years of practice of managing unruly and immature objects and students in their classroom.
Inside the Hudson Library, Christina Daly Rogner is holding office hours.
A wife and mother, Christina Daly Rogner gets it.
Rogner is an incumbent representing Northern Summit County. She was one of the many Republicans who backed Senate Bill 5. Her Democratic opponent is Tom Schmida, who just retired after 40 years of teaching.
He seems like a nice gentleman.
Rogner says education issues are important to her, too. But good teaching and teachers' unions are not synonymous, she says. And she worries that teachers inspired by the collective bargaining battle may be running for the wrong reasons.
I think there is a very real concern there that perhaps, you know, there might be some underlying self-interest there to protect either, you know, their own industry, their own unions. And that would honestly not be the best for Ohio. When it comes to education, we need to put the students' interests first.
Schmida says there's nothing so narrow about his candidacy. At a Young Democrats event in downtown Akron, the former mayor of a village of 3,400 called Reminderville recalled a discussion in a government class of nearly 30 seniors last year.
In the course of the discussion that day, I said, how many of you, after high school graduation and your post-secondary education or opportunities you pursue, are going to stay in this region, Northeast Ohio? Five hands went up.
And while he believes voters care about education, he knows they have bigger concerns.
Quite frankly, the primary concerns they have are around jobs and the economy. But that's inextricably linked to education.
Schmida doesn't expect voters to have the same passions that Senate Bill 5 stirred up a year ago. Neither does Stephen Brooks.
Appropriately, I think, average voters really take on these things sequentially.
Brooks is a political scientist with the Bliss Institute at the University of Akron.
But once that decision is made, they assume that it's off the table.
And Brooks says it's likely average voters care a lot less about Senate Bill 5 than these teacher candidates do. Still, if they win, the teachers are likely to ratchet up the profile of education in the State House.
If you're a doctor, they're more than likely to talk to you about medical issues. If you're a teacher, you become a logical person to talk to about education issues if you want it to be a bipartisan conversation.
That's exactly what these teachers are banking on. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Ida Liaskovsky.